This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843. And this is the part that I brought up, and here's where they'll never admit it to you or anybody else, but they have to take a step back and say, you know, we have a flaw in all of this. We put too many young linemen out there. And oh, you've covered this enough, just like I have. You know, maybe two young linemen with three veterans, but four guys and now five, because your boy Jesse might be out next week.
It's That's interesting to see reverse course. And say that, hey, you know, we got to be patient with it.
I don't mind being patient, my brother. Yes. I have no problem with patience.
But for
you start to look at, they can depend on each other because there's no veteran on the line that they can look to and lean on for some experience or whatever, you know. And that's the one part that I see. I don't mind trying to develop a bunch of young guys, but man, those young guys have no help out there, and that's they're kind of like left on an island by themselves out there.
Yeah, you've got four guys who are basically in their second year starters in the NFL, and if they had any of them had had success their first season, I would feel a little bit more comfortable with it. But they were all struggle city their first seasons. Yeah. And, you know, I had issues with the Eric Flowers move. And we addressed this. To move up 14 picks in the seventh round just because you want to purge contract and make your line weaker, I don't know how that's a good idea. I really don't. Especially when you look at the player that you selected, Larnell Coleman, was probably the worst lineman in camp. Like, how is this a smart decision? Not to say that Eric Flowers is some stud.
That's the problem with that too. That he didn't play great either last year too. And line struggled, he was part of the struggles too at times.
Yeah, I mean the line struggled, but they weren't horrendous. And I'm not saying that they're horrendous now, but they're certainly not off to a great start. You know, the worst thing you could do is get your quarterback hurt. And my guy, Jesse Davis, was responsible for the play that got the quarterback crushed. But here's the thing. And as they talked about in the press conference, it's not all of their fault on all those blitzers. You know, cornerbacks, offensive line isn't responsible for a cornerback blitzing off the edge. You know, it's a wide receiver running a hot route. It's a quarterback reading that play and making a quick decision, quick throw. It's a back picking up back picking up the player. It's a tight end seeing the blitzer and, you know, coming inside or being called inside by the quarterback. You know, I'm sorry. We can say whatever we want about the offensive line, and I'm ultra critical of the offensive line every single week. But the offensive line is not responsible for a blitzing cornerback.
Right. No. You're right about that. I mean, their
jobs, their rules are to protect the interior and give the guy with the furthest path to the quarterback. Because there's no way you can block six. Five can block six. Something's got to give, and somebody didn't do their job.
Yeah. Well, listen. Today, nobody did their job.